I remember the thrill of being excited about a new smartphone model, but you know, that was quite a few years ago, going back to the Apple iPhone 6S Plus. Since then, it's just been minor upgrade after minor upgrade. So the new crop of Samsung Galaxy phones are out now. And if you're like me, you're probably yawning. Yes, a new souped-up foldable phone from Samsung will get my attention, but it's going to cost nearly $2,000. It won't be out till later this year, and I'm not buying it. I am excited to see just how super fast this new Samsung Galaxy Edition will be later this year when the 5G model is released. But for now, we're looking at three models of a new Galaxy phone that range from $750 to $1,000. The differences between the three are primarily about dimension, 5.8 inches for the $750 model versus 6.4 inches for the $1,000 S10 Plus. Add some additional camera lenses, which is fine, but I don't think that's enough to get mass America excited about ditching their current model for a new one, and I'm a photographer. Since the dawn of the iPhone in 2007, we've seen new phones change shapes and sizes, add camera specs, improve battery performance, and offer us higher resolution screens. We get it, and that's why, for many of us, we don't upgrade like we used to. The phones have gotten too good, they last longer than they used to, and none of the specs we really care about. Apple reported a losing holiday quarter due to poor consumer response to the 2018 iPhone line and has put blame on consumers holding onto their phones for longer than they used to. Duh. They've also gotten too expensive and too good. They last for years. Why bother switching? In 2018, smartphone sales stopped growing for the first time, with Samsung down 26 million units and Apple down 9 million. Which is why we're hearing about foldable phones and a report that Apple wants to expand to augmented reality glasses in 2020. These would connect to the iPhone and provide video and audio on your spectacles as you walk down the street, like the old Google Glass or Snapchat spectacles, which were both bombs. So I got this bright idea, folks. If you're listening, what if you could sell me a new smartphone for $500 with a great camera, one lens is fine, thanks, all-day battery, and unbreakable glass? Could you imagine how everyone on the planet would upgrade for that? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. What do you think? Let me hear from you on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to great online audio. I will see you tomorrow right here with the latest quick hit on tech news.